as you well know, preparations take place in stages. And for the upcoming election, because we did new voter registration, the preparation of the register, you know, has been paramount. And we are exhibiting the provisional voters register. After that, we will make any corrections that are appropriate and then print the final voters register. The other things follow. Without the register, we can't take nominations. So I reckon that we take nominations for the elections around the middle of October, and then we'll be on.
Well, with this new registration exercise that you embarked on, what does it give you more control over the credibility of the voter list?
Yes, precisely. You know, we did a biometric voters register, as we call it, okay, which means that we incorporated some features unique to the individual into the register. You know, in particular, we took the person's picture digitally, and then we took all 10 fingerprints, if available, all 10 fingerprints, as a means of being able to identify people properly. Because of that, we were, in the preparation of the provisional voters register, able to detect persons who have attempted multiple registration. So, as you suggest, it's going to be a more credible register than we've had before.
So what should Ghanaians expect of this new voter list once they have gone and verified and you have cleaned the register? What should they expect from this Electoral Commission in this December poll?
Well, we'll have a more accurate and up-to-date voter register than before. It is going to be very current. It's very recent, so then, and not too many people may have died. One of the problems has been getting to know who has died and taking the name of the register. This time is so recent that it will not happen. We have also added another element. On the day of the election, we will verify people's identity electronically, okay, by their fingerprints. We call it verification. It's an added element. So even though your name and your picture will appear, we'll still have to take your fingerprint as a means of identifying you properly. So it's going to be very accurate and very credible voters register.
Now, Dr. Afarijan, how is the cooperation with all these participating political parties to make your job easier to organize this December election?
Well, if you're talking in terms of the making of the voters register, they have been very active. We have allowed them to participate at every stage. You know, normally when we are doing the exhibition, that is the public display of the register, there are no party agents. You know, when we are collecting the data in the field, we allow party agents to be present. But when we are exhibiting the register, in the past, we have not allowed anybody other than the registration officer, you know, to be present. This time they asked to be allowed, observed, and we have allowed them to do that. So they have been in on every stage of the register. They have been very cooperative. In other areas, okay, there is a dissension among the political parties. You know, we have also done an instrument creating new constituencies. And the instrument is before Parliament, as required by law. Some of the political parties are kicking against it on the argument that the time is too close to the election to create constituencies. So, there is cooperation on some matters, though there is a disagreement on others.
What would be your message to all Ghanaians as you have put forth this provisional register list for them to come up and look at it and give their suggestions or whatever for you to clean it up, for the Electoral Commission to clean it up? What is your message to Ghanaians in the run-up to the election?
You know, as I told you, we have added this electronic verification element. And that means that you have to go to the right polling station, because if you go to the wrong polling station, your bioinformation will not be there. So I will urge everybody who applied for registration to go and make sure that his or her name is in the register at the place where he or she applied for registration. In order not to appointed on election day. This is something that is very important. In fact, the making sure that you have been placed properly is so important to us that we are going to make it possible for people to text to a certain number and then verify their registration. So it is important for people to check to find out where they have been placed.